You're listening to Brazen Bookworm's Unrighteous Reading Rebellion, a reformed book snob's journey and musings through all things romance. Some language may not be safe for all ears. Frequent usage of sarcasm may occur.
Good morning, bookworms. Well, it's morning where I am. I don't know when you're listening to this, but it's morning and it's quiet. And before the spawns wake up and the day starts, I've been thinking about a lot of things. And I have been absent for an entire month. realizing that, and yeah, it took me a couple of weeks to realize that we never did an episode in January. There's a lot of reasons for that. Oh, just when I said it's still quiet, I can hear Her Majesty on the steps on her way down. So get ready for that, y'all. This is going to be audio only because I am still in my jammies and sporting my best Bride of Frankenstein hair this morning. I am still on my first cup of tea, and y'all don't need to see any of that. So this is a check-in, and it's not going to be very long, but you know, I have thoughts, and I feel like I've been remiss in connecting with you guys. So I want to update you a little bit on what's happening here, and Happy New Year, because it's February, and I've never said that because I never checked in January. That's okay. It's totally okay. January was messy, really messy. So we came back from the holidays. And right after we came back from the holidays, older Spawn had her wisdom teeth removed. And she has diagnosed medical anxiety, and she's fine with me talking about this, not outing her in any way. We've had this discussion before. We are big proponents of talking about mental health so other people feel comfortable talking about mental health. And for a kid, yes, she's 18, but she is still a kid to me, with medical anxiety going through their first surgery where she would be under anesthesia. It was a difficult week leading up to it. Fortunately, the recovery was actually pretty good, but it kind of set our whole world off kilter a little bit. Dealing with the lead up to it and then the recovery from it. But everything's good. And during that time, I found a lot of solace in books because you know that's my happy place. So while she was eating pudding and drinking smoothies, I was reading and reading and reading and editing and editing and editing and listening to some awesome audiobooks. And then I went to do my January reads because it's the end of January. And I went, holy shit, I only have 5 things on Goodreads recorded for January. One of them is an audiobook. I finally listened to Things We Never Got Over. I know I am so late to the party on this book, and it was not an intentional thing. It was just when Things We Never Got Over by Lucy Score came out, I had so much on my plate, and it was always the, I'm going to read it next. I'm going to read it next. And then another arc would come out or an edit would come in and my brain would be like, okay, it's next. I swear it's next. And it was never next. And I feel, God, I finally got into it on audiobook because audiobooks are my happy place in the car. When I'm driving, they keep me focused. They keep me from yelling at other drivers. Because if y'all don't know, I live in the Baltimore, Washington area, and traffic and drivers around here, whoo boy, it's a battle. So I listened to a lot of audiobooks, and I listened to Twingo on audio, and it was so good. If you're waiting to read it just because time or whatever, and you like audiobooks, get that audiobook. It was phenomenal. Truly one of my favorite audios ever. Great story. Narrators were fantastic. So just everything about it was just really wonderful. So I listened to one audiobook in all of January, and that was it. And I also read 4 books. That was it. That was all I could put on Goodreads. I read more, but that was all I could put on Goodreads because everything else I read was an edit. And they're all coming out in February. So lots to look forward to in February. But One Little Secret by Avery Maxwell came out, and God, just floored me on so many levels. Series finale, lots of wrap up in it, emotionally deep and intense and gorgeous and stunning and just wow. It really was amazing, worth everything that led up to it. I told you I'm drinking my tea, so forgive me for the tea slurp. But One Little Secret was just incredible. It will be a reread for me. I've already read it a couple times, and it will be read more times because it was just amazing. Definitely recommend starting at the beginning so you get all the little insights when you get to it. But seriously, stunning. And hopefully we're doing book club this month. And it's Avery. It's One Little Secret. I'm more than a little excited about that, to have her back, to chat with her about Ashton and Nova and everything else and what's coming next. Another series finale in January was The Specialist by Melanie Moreland. It was the wrap up of the Men of Hidden Justice series, and it really did that series justice, pun intended. With wrapping everything up there, we got Egan's story, and it was another page turner emotional. Oh, thanks, Mags. If anybody ever wants to know how we protect our house, there it is. I don't know what she's barking at. Squirrel farted outside or something. Who knows? Anyway, maybe she just likes Egan too. And then Stephanie Rose had Starting Back, which is a standalone, but pulls in a character from another book that she wrote, Unexpected Turn, which is also fantastic. And the most recent one was No Coming Back by Janice Whitaker. Bacon Boy got his book, and y'all, go get the damn book. It does read as a standalone. It is amazing. So Janice is one of my faves. I make no bones about that. She is just an incredible person, an incredible writer. She put so much into this story. It's got amazing humor. It has depth of emotion. The characters are fantastic. It is steamy from the beginning. Holy hell balls, y'all. It is steamy. No Coming Back by Janice Whitaker. Just get the book, read the book. It is phenomenal. I loved it. So February is coming up, and it is going to be crazy because just so many fantastic books coming out. 2023. I said 2022 was going to be the amazing year for books. 2023 is going to be an amazing year for books. Several of my authors that I edit for have books coming out in February. And I'm so excited for all of them. They have been working, writing their little tails off, and I've gotten all these amazing sneak peeks, and they're just so good. maybe I should have done this before I had the caffeine. I don't know. I'm just really excited about the books. So, sorry, another little tea slurp. And so keep an eye out for a lots of big releases in February. And of course I'll have them on the website, on Facebook, on Instagram, on everything. Lots of ums this morning too, apparently. But anyway, getting back to just catching you guys up. For February, we're changing book club format a little bit going forward. It's going to be all with the authors. We've done this in the past where it's been the Sister Stalkers and the Stalker Sisters. Stalker Sisters. the Stalker Sisters first. Then we bring the author on. We're going to be starting right in with the authors, jumping right in because we love them, and that's why we're here. It's why I'm here, is for the authors. So jumping right in February with delayed January book club. It's a January book. And I think we're actually going to have two book clubs in February, that were both January books. So look forward to that. And yeah, So I'm loving everything I'm reading. So many new releases coming up. February is going to be a tough season finale for me because Aiden, Reactivated Aiden, Carissa Graysick's finale for the Project Phoenix series. And I finished editing Aiden late last night because I couldn't stop reading it. I loved it. We're still editing a couple things, bringing some continuity things together, but I cried. Yeah, I cried. I did. I messaged Carissa while I was reading a part. I was like, damn it, you made me cry. She did. Towards the end of the book, she made me cry. And she made me laugh, and I was on the edge of my seat for most of this. So it's intense and steamy, and it's everything I've ever wanted from Aiden. So I'm super excited about that too for new releases. Now, diving into that a little bit also is something I wanted to bring up because I spent a lot of time on social media in January because I needed that support and that catharsis. And again, going through surgery with a kid with medical anxiety and anxiety in general was rough. I have anxiety as well, and I try to temper it anytime I'm dealing with my kids because the spawns will always come first when I'm dealing with them with something like that. So I dove into social media a lot, and I saw some really remarkably wonderful things. And I saw some things that made me pause and think and worry. My worry lines are deep right now. So I wanna talk it out a little bit and see if you guys are where I am a little bit. I love Romancelandia. I love the vibe. I love the friends I've made. I love the intentional gathering of people who love books and love specific types of books and love the authors of those books and fangirl them hard. And we fangirl each other hard too, and we fangirl subgenres and tropes and everything else. And it can be a beautiful, inspiring place. And it can also be a very difficult place. It can be a difficult place to navigate if you are new. As a reader and as an author, and as an editor, as a reviewer, being new somewhere is hard. It is. Book people I have found tend to be mostly introverts, not all. And some are situational introverts. I consider myself to be a situational introvert. I can be extraordinarily extroverted in the right situation. Given the right background, given the right guidelines, given the right expectations, I can be a total extrovert. And if you guys are hearing clicking in the background, Her Majesty has decided this is when she's going to eat her food. Because, of course, she is. So, anyway, I can be a situational extrovert with the best of them, and I can turtle with the best of them too. And when I tend to turtle is when I am new to a situation, I'm unclear of what the expectations are, or I see someone doing what I had planned to do, being, I don't know if it's attacked. That's a strong word, right? It's a strong word, but being, yeah, okay, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use the word attacked. I've seen it a couple times, and it hurts. It's hurtful, and it will cause me to turtle even more. And I try to go into everything I do with the intent of being kind. So I'm going to try to go into this with the intent of being kind too. There are things that it can be difficult to navigate. And social media is one of those things. It's difficult to navigate. Even for a pro, it's difficult to navigate. We have seen people be torn apart because of something they did or said or posted on social media that either it was cringy and worthy of being attacked and moderated and whatever else, or it was unintentional and could have been handled kinder. So I always try to go into things with that kindness, because sometimes the protocols and expectations are not clear. There are invisible protocols and expectations everywhere in whatever you do in your life. Romancelandia is no different. Sometimes those protocols and expectations are clearly ignored. I get it. Sometimes they're unknown. I get that too. Sometimes they are situational. One person can say something that someone else cannot. I get it. I work very hard to navigate around that. But I also try very hard not to assume that someone knows the rules and is intentionally breaking them. I try to lend a hand. I try to offer advice. I try to reach out. I know advice. Everybody, I hate that word too. Advice is like an asshole. Everybody has it, and most of it stinks. Anyway, I think that's how that phrase goes. But I try to offer advice when I can, when I feel it's relevant, and when I feel that I have the background to offer it, the knowledge base to offer it. Sometimes I'm quiet, even when I want to say something, because I don't want my response to be construed as rude, judgmental, pushy, inconsiderate, unnecessary. I don't know. Sometimes I get tagged in things that I want to jump in and offer, and I don't. Because who am I? Right? I have not been doing this long. 2.5 years in this genre, in romance genre. And I still feel very much like a newbie. But on the other hand, I've seen a lot, and I've done a lot, and I've researched a lot, and I hate feeling like that know-it-all asshole who's going to just impart my wisdom no matter what, because sometimes my wisdom is on point. Sure, I'll acknowledge that. And sometimes it's not. And I'll acknowledge that too. But I try to take into account who's saying it and what they're saying, how they're saying it, why they're saying it, where they're saying it, before I say anything. And sometimes I'll say it in a post and a comment, and sometimes I'll send a message. But I understand that somebody who posts something that may be seen as inappropriate or cringeworthy or outside the protocols may be struggling to understand the ins and outs. Maybe they're new too. And they're just really excited. We all know the golden retrievers, right? That they're super excited about everything, and they want to jump right in, and they want to be part of it all. And they say something, and it's crickets, because people are like, ooh, whoa. And I default to to any, you keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means, because maybe they didn't mean what they said. Maybe they didn't understand it. Maybe, honestly, I'm going to put this out there too. Maybe there's a little bit of neurodivergence that comes in too with readers and people who post and comment. I even hate to say it this way. I know people who are, because the minute you say that, people are like, that's a big back off factor, right? But I have a neurodivergent spawn, and I have taught multiple neurodivergent children, and I have many neurodivergent friends. So I'm aware of that. I'm constantly looking for that, of a way to think, okay, wait a minute. Is this part of just who they are, and not knowing the social ins and outs of how to approach something, how to say something, when to say something, which way to go about it. So I'll message and see if I can and lend a helping hand and be a guide and be a helper. On the other hand, look, Somebody who posts something inappropriate may just be a heinous twatopotamus. They might. That might be just who they are. They're a troll. They're trying to be vindictive. They're trying to be obnoxious. They're out there. Trust me, I know they're out there. I have met them. I have had them post on my posts. I have had them comment on things on my page, send me emails. I get it. Some people are miserable, and misery loves company, and they are just looking for a way to be miserable to other people. They find a target and they latch onto that target and they lash out, and it's difficult. It's so difficult to manage. It's difficult to be the person being attacked by them. It's difficult to be someone who's trying to support them because you know the minute you try to support the person who they're attacking, they're going to latch onto you too, and nobody wants that. But I always try to approach it with kindness first, whether it's in a comment or a message or whatever. But we're in a new year, and I'm trying to bring in new elements of who I am, what I want to see, the person I want to be, the people I want to surround myself with. Somebody mentioned this morning, and this was in a message. We were talking back and forth, and I mentioned that I was so excited that I had found this person, this author, this glorious human who just is. I just felt immediately like she was my people, and I found her through other people who I feel are my people. And she mentioned that, she's surrounded by this amazing gaggle of people, and I was like, that's so wonderful. We are such a gaggle. We're a flock. We're just a great group of people. People throw around the word tribe. I've done it before, but I love that gaggle because it reminds me of, well, a gaggle of geese. Okay, here we go, brain squirrels. I am a bird lover. I love birds. And yes, I love murder ducks. Geese are one of my favorite creatures. They are just so cool and beautiful. And there's so many varieties of them. And I love the way they gather. And all right, here's a little story, a little anecdote, or whatever you want to call it. Where I live, there is a huge population of Canada geese. And they're noisy and they are, everywhere. They're huge groups. And people get all pissed off and angry about them because they make a lot of noise and they poop everywhere. They do. They poop everywhere. And they block the roads when they cross the streets. There's a great meme that goes around all the time about with a Canada goose on it staring at someone through the windshield. And it says something like, perfectly capable of flying, chooses to block traffic. And it's so adequate. But there's a story behind the Canada geese and the reason they block traffic. And here it is. Canada geese live in big family groups. They are not all related. Most of them are big found families that they have come together as a big flock. And when the goslings are born, the babies are born, and they grow into goslings, they cannot fly yet. But they have to get from place to place while they're still in this little beautiful, cute, adorable little downy state. And they need to be able to get to water, and they need to be able to get to where they sleep and everything else. And usually to do that, they have to cross roads. So within the structure of these family groups, there are crossing guards. I swear to God, they are crossing guards. They are the older geese in the group, and they don't have goslings of their own, and they go out into the roads and they block the cars while the other little families cross behind them. They stand there and they will stare you down through your windshield until the entire family group has crossed the street, and then they will cross behind them. They are putting themselves in harm's way so that the younger ones, the families, can cross safely. And then they follow along behind, and they become these caretakers and these crossing guards and these matriarchs, maybe patriarchs, I don't know, of these big family groups. But they honk for encouragement. We honk our horns for a completely different reason, right? Geese honk for encouragement, to keep moving, to keep going. They honk when they fly in these beautiful V formations to keep the flock moving. And if you don't know the V formation thing, again, another little brain squirrel, there's a goose up front who will fly for a while and then fall to the back, and someone else will take their place up front. to lead the group. And it's the way that this, they come together and they form these families to continue moving forward, to get where they need to go, and to protect the others who are new to the gaggle, who are new to the family, until they find their footing and they can fly on their own. So I loved that she used the word gaggle, because I kind of feel like that's who we are. The more experienced authors, the more experienced bloggers, podcasters, reviewers, professional assistants, author assistants, editors, they lead the way and they form this group that encourages and protects and also disciplines, because that's what the crossing guards in the groups do also. If someone's not staying within the boundaries of the group, they give them a nudge to get back in line. They do it kindly until it's shown that they can't do it kindly anymore. But they always start with a gentle honk, a gentle nudge, a push in the right direction to get them where they need to go. And they are the ones that form these gaggles, these flocks, these groups. They are the protectors of the group. They look out for their authors. They look out for the sanctity. God, I hate using that word, but it's kind of what it is. The protection, the elements of the group and its safety and preserving the beauty of what it's meant to be. So, wow, that was a tangent I did not expect to go on this morning, but I'm kind of glad I did. So I feel like I'm out of that fledgling gosling stage in the gaggle at this point. And I'm not quite to the level of my friends who have been doing this for years, including a couple of the Stalker sisters, and many of the authors that I deal with, and gosh, deal with sounds like such a harsh thing, right? That's not the way I mean it. That I edit for, that I review for, that I hype for, that I've become friends with. Sorry guys, another tea slurp. Wow. I've been talking a lot. So, and it's early in the morning, but I totally lost my train of thought. But anyway, I look to them, to the ones who've been around a while, to let me know when I'm out of bounds. Because even though I'm not flying at the front of that V formation, because I'm still learning the ropes, I still have my wings under me and I can still get up in the air. But I am still happy to be a crossing guard for the ones who are coming up behind me and jumping in now as reviewers and editors and authors, because we all need that. We all need the encouragement. We all need to feel safe. We all need to feel protected, but we also need to feel that if we've stepped out of bounds, somebody will kindly point us in the right direction before they nip at our heels. That they'll give us a gentle nudge before we get a full-on shove. And that they'll give us the benefit of the doubt that we didn't know better. But once we know better, we need to do better. And part of that is also letting others know when they can do better, when they can be kinder, when they've broken the unspoken rules, and even the spoken ones. But anyway, I hope some of this resonated with you and I wasn't just rambling off for my own benefit, which is fine also. I'm okay with that at this point. But I'd love to hear what you think. I'd love to hear how your January went, your struggles and your successes, the books you loved and the books you're looking forward to. You know, you can find me on Facebook at Brazen Bookworms Unrighteous Reading Rebellion. You can find me on Instagram, it's Brazen Bookworm, TikTok, Discord. Don't forget BrazenBookworm. If you're not comfortable commenting on the post, message me, please. Email me, brazenbookworm@gmail.com. Send me a message on Facebook or Instagram or Discord, and let's talk about it. Let me know what you think. Let me know how you feel about my ramblings. So until our next adventure, which will hopefully be book club. Yay, book club. And if it's not, it might be something else. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me on this journey. Thank you for popping in and saying hi, for providing your support and your energy. And until next time, happy reading, bookworms.